the work that you guys do. And we want to get out there and donate blood. If you have people in your life, if you can't donate, you know people who can. So encourage people to donate in your life, because you never know when you might be the person who's standing on the side of the road saying, I cannot believe this has happened.
Right.
Right. Right. And then we're paying it forward for everybody and making sure that people have what they need when they need it. And God bless Red Cross, really, truly.
Right. And for anybody that's out there that's listening, that's been a blood donor, a financial donor, a board member, or a volunteer, we thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you.
WFMD Frederick.
A Connoisseur Media radio station.
10 o'clock.
Strong measures to reduce the flow of migrants. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what Mexico has agreed to do, and in exchange, President Trump has decided to hold off on tariffs.
President Trump was successfully able to use the threat of tariffs to get Mexico to the negotiating table and commit to take several concrete steps to help reduce migrants from illegally entering the United States. Let's take a look at exactly what Mexico has agreed to do. It will deploy National Guard troops, about 6,000 of them, to Mexico's southern border on Monday. That is the entry point for many of these Central American migrants.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, the State Department says the U.S. will expand a program that returns asylum seekers to Mexico while their claims are reviewed. In a tweet this morning, the president said Mexico has agreed to immediately begin buying large quantities of agricultural product from our great patriot farmers. Democratic presidential contender Beto O'Rourke, not nearly as optimistic, tweeting this: the damage of Trump's reckless trade policies and tariffs has already been done. Two border crossings between Venezuela and Colombia are open again, allowing Venezuelans to buy much-needed food and medicine in Colombia. The crossings were shut down 4 months ago by Venezuela's embattled president, Nicolas Maduro. As the 2020 presidential race heats up, the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is reminding Americans about Russia's interference in the last election.
Russian intelligence conducted hacking operations against Democratic targets and then released the stolen documents to influence the election.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner in the Democratic Weekly Address, Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was no collusion between Russia and President Trump's campaign, but he did not take a position on obstruction. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith, there's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
He's dehydrated but in good spirits. A Texas man who went missing last weekend while hiking alone in a remote area of Arkansas. Joshua McClatchy was found late last night and was taken to a hospital for evaluation. He was spotted by the crew of a National Guard helicopter in the Caney Creek Wilderness area. The rescue itself took several hours. Being laid to rest today, a Georgia sailor killed in World War II.
For decades, a family of 19-year-old seaman DeWard Duncan Jr. believed he was lost at sea. His niece, Darlene Phillips, says they were shocked to hear from the Navy this past January.
It means the world to us to have him back here, to be finally home and be able to be laid to rest beside his mother.
It turns out Duncan was killed in action in the South Pacific. His remains will be buried with full military honors in Walton County, Georgia. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The road to recovery will be a long one for a North Carolina teenager.
17-year-old Paige Winter lost part of her leg following a shark attack last week at Fort Macon State Park off the North Carolina coast. Now doctors are working to save her hands. She underwent 14 hours of reconstructive surgery. Another is scheduled for next week after Paige was initially airlifted to a Greenville hospital. Her family credits the girl's father with fighting off the shark after it attacked in waist-deep water. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The beaches could be pretty quiet across the southeast this weekend as lots of rain moves in.
Heavy rain across the areas of North Florida around Ocala this morning, headed over towards Daytona a little bit later on. All of that moisture kind of stays in the area the next couple of days, and by the time it's done, we're going to be seeing some spots, probably 4 to 6 inches of rain.
That's Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. The weekend looking dry across the central plains, but river flooding continues to be a threat. Cam Puso, Fox News.
From the 930 WFMD Roy Rogers Restaurant News Center, this is WFMD News.
The Western Maryland chapter of the American Red Cross is assisting 7 families and 18 residents which were displaced by a fire on Carlton Drive. Fire was reported just before 9 a.m. on Friday morning, and it took 75 firefighters about 2 hours to bring the flames under control. The building is a total loss. The cause and damage estimate remain under investigation by the Frederick County Fire Marshal. Police are searching for a man they say entered a Maryland elementary school and was reported to have made threatening statements and acted strangely. Jennifer Dorland of the Prince George's County Police Department said officers responded on Friday after receiving the 911 call from Patuxent Elementary School in Upper Marlboro. Dorland said no shots were fired at the school and there was no weapon. I'm Bob Dacey for Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.
The 930 WFMD weather bug forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. As we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, partly cloudy, low of 61. Sunday, showers likely in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 75 degrees and breezy. Need air conditioning service? Call Thompson Best Heating and Air Conditioning, bestheatac.com. I'm John Waters.
Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Car advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Hey, it's a live program, the 8th of June, and it is great to be with you. Looking forward to hearing from you at the familiar phone number. Familiar because we've been doing this now for a lot of years and using a toll-free number instead of the station phone number. It's a toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country. So whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe even D.C. or Pennsylvania or West Virginia, you've got a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call. We've got Mike Lambert up on the line. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Good to talk to you today, sir, and glad to have you with us. So you've had a lot going on in the last couple hours.
Yeah, busy day today.
Yes, sir. You were out, of course, Hunt Valley Horsepower and did your normal shtick there. And I believe now you're at Bob Davidson Ford in Towson.
I am. I'm at Bob Davidson Ford on Joppa Road between Lock Raven and Paring Parkway.
Great. And, you know, that is my old stomping grounds. I grew up not more than probably about maybe 5 blocks from that location. And when I was 12 or 13 years of age, I was there in that dealership, in that showroom, drooling, slobbering, whatever you want to call it, off of 1967 Shelby Mustang GT500 until they finally said, hey, kid, get out of here. I used to be up there all the time looking at the Shelbys. Yeah. I loved them.
Yeah, it's a really nice place. It's fixed up really nice, and I'm standing here looking at a Ford GT up on the lift.
Oh, really? A new one?
No, original.
Oh, an original Ford GT40.
From
no,
the,
okay. Sorry, the second generation.
Okay, the 2005 and 6 Ford GTs.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
It's still an amazing car, well worth over $300,000. Oh, yeah. They do really well.
Yeah, that was the best investment in a car you could make.
Yes, sir. That people paid $165,000 for it. Many people thought they were crazy for doing so.
Yep.
But those cars went up to $300,000 and $350,000 easy, and yeah, they've done pretty well.
Yep. Yeah, that'll put your kid through college.
Yep, that'll help. That's for sure. So what else is happening?
It's real nice. There's probably 50 cars here now, and they're still coming in, old and new. And then I'm going to walk around the dealer lot and see if I take anything home with me.
Oh, well, that would be nice. Yeah.
No, not really, but
oh what
nice, nice for me, but not for the home life.
Well, you just got to get something you can sleep in.
Exactly.
Okay, that is the priority. When you decide to make a purchase like that without talking to Elena first, you have to be able to make sure that there's enough room in that purchase for you to be able to sleep in. That's my best information for you, buddy.
Yeah, I will take your advice.
So tell me what else is going on. Let's do our tip of the week, and then we'll probably have to come back after the break and take care of some other car shows, okay?
Okay. We're going to talk about paintless dent repair.
Okay.
Or PDR, as it is known.
Uh-huh.
What it is an economical way to fix the little door dings and walnut dents and hail damage on your car without going to a body shop.
Gotcha.
If you go to a body shop and you've got several door dings in your door, what they're going to want to do is sand that door down. They're going to want to fill those dents with body filler, and then they're probably going to want to paint the whole side of the car so everything matches. Very expensive, very time-consuming, and not necessary most of the time. As long as where the dent is, the paint's not cracked, and you don't need any paint repair, most of these guys can do miracle work. I've had the gentleman I'm going to give you his number at the end do work on my car, and he's just phenomenal. It's just, every time I watch these guys, it amazes me. So what you want to do is look for somebody that's had a lot of experience. If you're having trouble finding somebody, you can ask your dealership. They all have people that come in to do the used cars and the new cars. Or you can just Google it online, paintless dent repair in your area, and look at the guy's qualifications and ask for references. My guy will not take on a project that he doesn't think he can make look right. He won't attempt it and make it look worse. So that's what you want to look for. Somebody who says, no, you really need to go to a body shop. That's the guy you want to call.
Gotcha.
So his name is Bruce Beyer, B-Y-E-R, and his company is Auto Image. And the phone number is 443-286-4044. And, folks, I make no money off of him if you call. I just know he does good work, and he's worked on my cars and a lot of clients' cars. He's probably the best I've seen. So he's the guy to call. If you miss that number, just call me during the week, and I'll give it to you.
Sounds good. When we come back, I know you have a bunch of car shows that we're going to talk about, of course, including the one that you're at right now at Bob Davis and Ford, but a lot of stuff out there to talk about. So we'll get you to do that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. I'm Dave Serio. It is Saturday morning. You ought to know, 10 to 11 every Saturday morning right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick.
Till the sky turned to roses. Then we drove into town and we danced some more till the barrooms all were closing. And that red dress, baby, that your sister made, when you dance, it sure looks fine. And when we've both grown old and we're looking back on these wild and reckless times, are these the best days of our lives? Yeah.
imagine selling your car next week and saying to the buyer, hey, don't worry, because the engine is covered against failure for life. It's called the Lifetime Protection Plan for the Engine from BG Products. Now imagine having this huge benefit free with your next oil service when you remember these two letters, BG.
BG.
BGMOA is available at over 17,000 shops nationwide. Find yours at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's...
.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. And they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
As heard on WFMD's Mid-Maryland Live.
Frank, how are you?
Great and proud to be a citizen of the great Frederick County.
Oh, yeah, the municipal outhouse. I got on reliable facts that Mueller was out with a couple of bloodhounds saying, find obstruction. The dog kept taking to Hillary's house. You guys blew 2 years, how many millions of dollars, and no wonder CNN ratings have tanked.
Mid-Maryland Live with Tim May and Frank Mitchell. Afternoons, 3 till 6 on 930 WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know. Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Here is the latest WFMD Frederick Memorial Hospital Radio for a Cause calendar.
The Dorcas Ministry is hosting a community health and outreach fair on June 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. at 206 East 4th Street in Frederick. It's a free event promoting health and the future with face painting, door prizes, and more. Come out to Quarter Mania. The Independent Hose Company is hosting a quarter auction on June 9th at the Independent Fire Hall on Bogman's Lane in Frederick. Doors open at 12:30. Bring a friend, enjoy food and fun. The 22nd Annual Car and Truck Show, produced by the Jefferson United Church of Christ, will be held on Saturday, June 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Jefferson Rorton Center. Awards to be given, special raffles, food and fun. And the Mad Run Memorial Ride in honor of Melissa Dodson and Kevin Fowler is on June 29th. All street legal vehicles are welcome. All proceeds go to the families.
WFMD and Frederick Memorial Hospital present Radio for a Cause. For more information, visit WFMD.com.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
It's a free talk weekend on 930 WFMD.
Ray, watch yourself, Ann. It's dripping. I'm talking Gilly Walker's car. He's been troubled with the darnest noise in that car. First it was chop wheat, chop wheat, chop wheat. And I fixed that, and it was pucka, pucka, pucka like old Banny Rooster. I think it's all in the carburetor, so I'm taking it all apart. Oh. No wonder Gilly Walker has trouble with that car. Drives the fire out of it. Almost burns his valves out once. Speed, speed, speed. That's all he ever thinks about. I told him, but he won't listen. He really abuses that car.
All right, the Andy Griffith Show, and of course that was Goober discussing some car noises. I'm Dave Serio. Let's bring Mike Lambert back up on the show. Mr. Mike, once again, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
You are at Bob Davidson Ford in the Towson area for their, is this one of their first car shows, or is it annual?
I believe this early in the year. I think they have another one in the fall, like August, September, but I think this is the first one they've had this early in the year.
Great.
We've got about 55 cars here now, people still coming in. Food, trucks here, and beverages, and Air-conditioned showroom.
There you go. Very good.
What else could you want?
Well, no rain. And that's another thing that you've got. That's great.
No rain at all. It's nice out here. Nice breeze blowing, so it's real pleasant weather.
Great. Very good. All right. And Brian, my buddy Brian, who you've known, I think you've met before. Brian is going to be walking around there soon. He's in his Corolla. He's not in his 70 Mustang convertible because he has something to do after the show that would not involve his 70 Mustang being taken care of properly. So
already ran into him.
Oh, good. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. Glad to hear that, Guy. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So anyway, what else is going on, mister, in the car show world?
All right, we got a busy weekend for car shows.
Okay.
Today, June the 8th, from 11:30 to 3, it's Vintage Vehicles in the Valley and West Green Street in Middletown, Maryland. Blacktop parking for the first 100 cars, food and vendors. Registration is 9 to 11:30 at $15. The show is from 11:30 to 3, and it benefits the Warrior Canine Connection. We also have this weekend the Ocean City Car and Truck Show, Saturday and Sunday from noon on at the Convention Center. So if you're headed down that way, that's something to look at. We have the Bel Air United Methodist Church Car Show from 10 to 2, all open to all vehicles. Registration is $20. We don't have to worry about the rain date today. And then we have tomorrow, we have the Second Chance Auto Show at 528 North Market Street in Frederick from 10 to 4. Awards to the top 50 cars. The top 20 motorcycles, food and beverages available, and all proceeds go to help veterans and their families. And then we have next week, we have June the 15th in Mount Airy, the Mount Airy Chili Cook-Off and Car Show is a free show at 110 South Main Street, obviously in Mount Airy, from 11 to 6. And there's live music, beverages, plenty of food, and it benefits the Main Street Association and the Four County Lions Club. Myself, Rod Kraft, Bruce, and Jay will all be there, so please come out and see us.
Great. Rod Kraft is going to make an appearance. Woo!
Yes.
High dollar time.
In his 1,000-horsepower Dodge Super V.
Wow.
So that'll be cool.
Wow. Yeah. Also, by the way, there is a show. I believe it's Calvary Baptist. It's Bob Miller's church. Bob Miller, the host of the morning show here on WFMD.
Okay.
They're having a show today, so that is something that you want to make your way out there if you are in the area. I believe it's called Calvary Baptist, but Bob has talked about it a couple of times, and he's out there right now. Okay, continue.
Good.
Continue.
Okay, just two cars and coffees.
Okay.
Well, first off, last night, at Friday night, we went to the Westminster Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW post there.
Right.
It is a kind of a car and food, car and dinner get together, I guess you would call it.
Yes.
About from 5:30 on, and it was excellent. It was a nice group of people, all kinds of cars. The food was excellent and very inexpensive, so I encourage you to go out.
Okay, sounds good.
And then tomorrow we have a new one, Cars in Conversation. It is at the presented by the Carroll County American Muscle Car Association. It is at the Hans Pork and Beans store on Route 27 in Westminster.
Know it well.
Right behind the Westminster Mall.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to find, and it's been there for years. Really good stuff.
Yes. And that's from 10 to 12, and breakfast, lunch, and coffee is available.
Great. So does this mean that church services at the Church of the Holy Donut are not going to be seeing Mike Lambert on a regular basis?
No, not tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to try something new.
Okay. Well, good. You got to have a little bit of variety in your life.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
You got a second to talk?
Sure.
Okay. Ceramic coatings. We talk about them a lot here on the show, but a lot of people are still confused because it's a very complicated subject matter. There are a lot of different choices out there. A lot of people saying things. Set us straight on warranties and how they work.
Okay. Well, ceramic coatings, just for your basic knowledge, ceramic coatings are the next step up in protection for the paint on your car. Well, you have waxes, sealants, and then you have ceramic coatings. Ceramic coatings don't have any of the downfalls of waxes and sealants as far as washing off, evaporating in the air, things of that nature. They're very scratch-resistant and stain-resistant, and they have what they call a self-cleaning property, meaning they basically don't have the oils in them that waxes and sealants do, so the car stays cleaner longer, and it makes it easier to clean. Now, as far as warranties on coatings, I'll be right up front with you. I offer no warranty. because when you leave my driveway and I tell you not to go to the car wash for 10 days and you go down the street and go to the car wash, that is not the fault of the coating or the fault of the installer.
Right.
Okay? There are coating companies out there that will tell you they have a lifetime warranty, they have a five-year warranty, and if you read the warranty card, it will tell you 90% of the time, and I know this because we've used most of these coatings, that if anybody else besides your installer takes care of your car, the warranty is void. If you go to an automatic car wash, the warranty is void. And if you don't do this and don't do that, the warranty is void.
Right.
So don't pay much attention to the warranty. What you want to pay attention to is how the car is prepared and how much experience does the installer have. And I've had, coincidentally, a call from one of your listeners who was at a dealership. And they wanted to install a coating on it. And he wanted to know why their coating was $400 and my coating was $1,000.
Right.
I said, my first question was, how long is it going to take them to do the coating? And he said, 2 hours.
Right.
I said, there's your answer right there. I take at least 6 to 7 hours to polish your car the first day before I put the coating on the second day.
Right. And trust me, folks, 6 to 7 is a low estimate. I know that you have spent more than 10 hours on many cars.
Yes. Yes, it's conservative. I have a Roush Ford F-150 in the shop that I have to finish up today that I started on Thursday morning, and I've spent probably 12 hours in polishing the car.
Wow.
Okay, and that's not including, you know, cleaning the inside, doing the wheels and tires and washing it. That's just polishing the paint. So if anybody's telling you they can do your car with a coating in one day, I would look for someone else.
What I love is when a dealership will try to sell you a coating in the finance office. Okay, when you're picking up your car, or when you're, and they tell you that you'll have you done in an hour.
Yep.
Okay, and the coating's included. All right, which, you know, it takes him 15 minutes to find the guy to do the job. So in 45 minutes, he's done. You know, that can't
be. They're paying the guy that they pay the least to take care of your car.
Right.
Okay. Now, there are dealerships, to be fair, there are dealerships that offer true coating, but they're going to tell you when you buy your car today, you come back in 3 days and the car will be ready.
Right. It's not going to be done in an hour and a half. Right.
Exactly. You physically cannot prepare a car and put a coating on it properly in less than 2 days.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate the info, Mike. Once again, your information is, your phone number is 410-833-1632. That's 410-833-1632. The website, which has a lot of the answers that we talk about here on the show, is theshineshopautodetailing.com. I know that's a breathful there, but if you can handle that, theshineshopautodetailing.com. And I follow you on Instagram and Facebook, and also make comments, by the way. I know you like my comments. But
I do.
We have fun with that. But I love the one you put up there yesterday. That was fantastic. But I follow them on Facebook and Instagram at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing, and it is well worth doing so.
Yep.
Okay, well, enjoy the show at Bob Davidson. I'm living vicariously through you today. I wish I was there. And unbelievable as it may sound, you have beautiful sunny weather, and we have rain here in Florida.
Well, you know, that really hurts me bad.
I know you'd be upset. Of all the times, this is the time where you can get back at me for all the times I've gone.
There we go. Yeah,
there
when
you
I'm
go.
Shoveling snow and you're telling me you're laying out by the pool,
yeah.
Well, this changes it.
It does. You got me today, mister. You got me today.
Hey, and as always, Dave, if anybody has any questions at all, you don't have to call just to make an appointment. I'm happy to answer any of your questions.
And truly, folks, he is. He does. During the week, give him a call at 410-833-1632, and he will be more than helpful, no doubt. Mike, thank you very much,
Dave,
for joining us here on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Have a blessed day, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Hopefully, we have Craig Shipp and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Craig, of course, from Frederick.com. Jose from Dynamic Automotive will be joining us today. And we'd also love to have you join us also at our toll-free number, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know, brought to you by BG Products and and services. Also, Jasper Engines and Transmissions, Wassler Tire and Auto, and Dynamic Automotive in four locations in the Frederick area. Back in just a few moments, I'm Dave Serio on Free Talk 930 FMD.
This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty. Under that pale moon whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty. Under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know.
WFMB News Time, 10:30. From the 9:30 WFMD Roy Rogers Restaurant News Center. This is WFMD News.
The Frederick County Fire Marshal's Office continues to investigate a fire that happened Friday morning in Frederick. Spokeswoman Sarah Campbell said local code enforcement officers and recycling crews were in the 500 block of Carrollton Drive around 9 a.m. when they first saw the fire coming from the rooftop of several townhouses. She said they immediately started knocking on doors to make sure that the residents were able to get out. Campbell said 75 firefighters were called to the scene.
Shortly after they arrived, they had a partial roof collapse on the second floor of one of the units, so they did sound the evacuation tones and pull units out, so units began to fight the fire from outside until they could render it safe enough to go back in. At this point in time, it is a large loss.
She said firefighters were able to save two birds, and three firefighters had to be taken to the hospital for evaluation for heat exhaustion. A total of seven families have been displaced and are being helped by the Red Cross. The National Science Foundation has awarded Frederick Community College more than $635,000 in grant funding to support their STEM Scholars Program. The program will start in the fall of 2020. Most people do not think that having good speaking skills would impact their lives. Mike Boyd, while appearing on WFMD's Frederick's Focus show, tried to emphasize many important times you may be able to impact others.
Again, there are four or five moments in everyone's life where if you were a better communicator, you could make a difference. And those moments are the public forum, like the Board of Education meeting, elevator pitch that you might need to get a job or in the job interview, the best man or the bridesmaid's toast at a wedding where you can celebrate your friend's life, the eulogy, celebration of life ceremony for that same friend.
I'm Bob Day for Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump announces a deal with Mexico. No tariffs in exchange for a stop to the flow of illegals coming across the southern border.
The president made this announcement just hours after getting home yesterday afternoon. A few hours later, he put out this tweet. I want to read it. It reads in part, quote, "The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended."
Fox's David Spunt of the White House. Citing attempted Russian tampering in the past, Democrats used this week's address to urge Congress to pass a election security legislation.
Well, what will happen in 2016 will happen again in 2020 if we're not prepared. In the face of White House inaction to secure the vote, Congress must work together to protect our democracy and reassure Americans that their votes will be counted in 2020.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner. This is Fox News.
The 930 WFMD weather bug forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. As we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, partly cloudy, low of 61. Sunday, showers likely in the morning, mostly cloudy, high of 75 degrees and breezy. Need air conditioning service? Call Thompson Best Heating and Air Conditioning, bestheatac.com. I'm John Waters.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility if you ought to know.
It's You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
Back off the road, I was driving to my house in Vegas, and I saw the Cold Stone Creamery. And I told the driver, pull over, I'm getting an ice cream. It was like a million degrees. And he said, not now, because I have another pickup. So he wipes the blood from his head. And he says, I could use an ice cream too. Besides, I'm a little dizzy. I really shouldn't be driving right now. So I go into this line at Cold Stone Creamery, and it's out the door. Every stupid question people ask, this, I have like an Ewok-like growl. For every stupid question, this coupon is expired. Can I still use it? I'm lactose intolerant. Are toppings extra? I didn't think toppings were extra. How big is your small? Can I see it? It's small! That small's a small. It's $2. Here's 20. Buy 11 of them. Down the line!
The one and only, the late, great John Panette and Cold Stone Creamery. I love that routine. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure being with you. All right, we've got our regular. That is Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Got him on the area because Craig tells us what's going on in both Washington and Frederick counties. How are you, Mr. Craig?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Frederick County. And I have Casey Witt on the phone with us, and she's from Greenbrier,
okay,
Veterinary Hospital and Luxury Pet Resort. And I'll tell you, I've been out to the place. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, I'm sure the animals love the resort better than the hospital. I can tell you that right now.
Well, there you go. and I've got her on the phone.
Okay.
She's going to talk about an event that they're having today from 3 to 5 p.m.
Great.
Casey,
good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, so good to meet you, Dave. Thanks for having me, and thank you for that introduction, Craig.
Sure.
As you said, my name is Casey. I'm the marketing coordinator here at Greenbrier, and we are having an event this afternoon called the Paisley's Charity Party.
Okay.
And it's a really family fun, family-friendly event. We're going to have everything from a dunk tank and a moon bounce to face painting and fun food and lots of games and activities.
I assume that's for the kids and not the dogs.
Yeah, it's for the kids and not the dogs, but we do have our dog park open, and
okay,
we're giving out frisbees for the dogs.
Oh, nice.
So that
very
they
good
can enjoy themselves as well.
Sure.
And, of course, we'll have treats, as always.
Of course.
But it's actually by donation, and it will benefit the Paisley Promise Relief Fund here in our hospital that
great
provides financial assistance to families in our community that are otherwise unable to provide their pet with life-saving treatments or emergency procedures that they might need.
And that's a great charity because a lot of times people want to take care of their pets the proper way. They want to, but they just don't have the financial means to do it. And you don't want to see an animal, you know, hurt or, of course, not being taken care of properly because of a financial reason. So that's a great charity.
Absolutely. I agree. And you never want to put that stress on the family either. It's a
sure
really heartbreaking thing when things get crazy out of hand. And
right,
whatever we can do to help, we want to.
Great. That's fantastic, Casey. Well, give information on where your location is.
We are at 3051 Thurston Road in Urbana. The address actually says Frederick, Maryland. It's 1704. We're right off of 270 at exit 26 where it meets 80. And then right up there on the left, there's a big sign. You can't miss it.
Great. And that's from 3 to 5 today.
Yep, 3 to 5 p.m. today right here on our campus.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us about that. We're all animal lovers here. I've got my boy Jasper right by my side while I'm doing the show, and he loves resorts and frisbees, I'll tell you that. So he would love to be there. Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, and we do have an open door policy, so if you wanted to come take a tour, you're more than welcome.
Great. That sounds good. Give out the phone number so people can call you for directions or information in case they need to.
Sure. It's 301-874-8880, and we're also available by Facebook Messenger on our Facebook page.
Very good. Thanks for joining us here on the show today, and good luck with the event today, okay?
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Thanks, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, Mr. Craig Shipp on the line. Once again, good morning, Craig.
It is a beautiful morning, and by the way, they are right around the corner from Dynamic Automotive.
Yeah, the Urbana location, the 9 Bay Shop.
Absolutely. It's almost a stone's throw away. When you get off that exit, you can actually see their sign facing the exit ramp, and you know Dynamic is just a very short distance away from there.
Exactly.
Now, one other thing I wanted to share with you before I forget. Last night, Adventure Park USA did another live streaming broadcast with their, what I call, micro TV studio that I set up for them.
Right.
And it is really looking professional. Their broadcasts are really doing well. I'm impressed with how quickly they picked the whole thing up.
Good.
And they had one of their all-night graduation parties, which is really a great service where the graduates go in there and spend all night playing games and eating and having a good time, and that way they're not out on the roads or drinking or getting into trouble or whatever. So it's a really nice thing they do, and they've been doing them for the last couple of weeks. They've been doing them almost every night for, you know, different graduating classes. So
good.
Pretty cool stuff.
Okay, very good.
So that's what I have,
and
for
that's
you
great.
For now, as everybody knows, if they go to the Frederick County Facebook page and just click on events, they're going to see a long list of all kinds of events. So there's never a shortage this time of the year of things to do.
Well, we appreciate you being with us, Craig. Also, you can email craig@frederick.com or news@frederick.com and give them some information on things that are going on. We appreciate you joining us on the show, and thanks for bringing Casey with you.
Well, thank you very much for having us, and I will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Craig. Thanks very much.
Great show.
Bye-bye. Good call from Craig. We appreciate that very much. We've got Jim on the line. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Dave. Good show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. Dave, what I wanted to ask you about is I'm looking at thinking about purchasing another car, used car.
Okay.
And I'm looking at some of the, called higher-end cars, but I guess my question is a general one. And looking at some of the cars, say, four or five years old,
uh-huh.
They have the touch. Some of them have the touchscreen electronics.
Right.
And my question is there a lifespan on those types of electronics? I mean,
I feel pretty confident. I feel pretty confident in them, to be quite honest with you. They are a sealed system, so not much can be repaired on them. That's one problem. There are some companies coming up now that are doing some repairs on them. But I've had a number of cars that I've purchased over the last number of years with them, and they're all working perfectly and have continued to do so. I think the reliability is there. Now, in the 80s and 90s, when they tried to do some electronics in cars before their time, mm-hmm. that was a mistake. And almost every American manufacturer will tell you that. And German manufacturer, too. They tried it also. But I think you feel pretty confident that in the last 5 to 10 years, anything that has electronics in it, you're okay.
Okay. So the touchscreen navigation,
yep.
and all that kind of stuff.
I have a 2006 with touchscreen that's still working great. I have a 2008 with touchscreen that's still working great. And I have a 13 and a 16 that are all working great. So I feel pretty confident that you'll be okay doing that.
Okay, and one other quick question.
Yes.
And some of the vehicles now, they say that you can use 87.
Yes.
Reading online, some of the reviews say that, you know, the 91 or better is
that are for it.
I've been very happy. I've been very happy with 87 in my car.
Okay.
That uses 87.
Well, is there a problem with mixing grades?
No, not at all.
Uh-huh.
Nope, so you can add 91 or 93 with it, but it's just expense. I use 87, uh-huh. And what I use is I use a product called the BG Ethanol Defender, and that's a fuel product that I use. You can get it at Dynamic Automotive. You can get it at Wassler Tire and Auto, and that goes in your fuel. I use that along with my 87 and have no problems.
So, all right.
Okay.
Well, even if the manual says 87 and or 91, if the manual says 91, then that's what you need to go with. Then, huh?
Correct. But if it says 87, right, use 87 and you're good.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Okay, buddy. Taking a break. Be right back. Free talk.
Here's some inside information for your next oil change. Because inside your engine, car-killing sludge builds up. Here's the tip. Find a shop that includes BGMOA. It's the oil additive the inside car guys not only use the most, service managers use it 4-to-1 over any other because it's backed with a lifetime protection plan at no extra charge. Find BGMOA at over 17,000 shops nationwide at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional...
Findashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of you ought to know. Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
WFMD and Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause.
I am Jamie Bester, and my husband and I manage Ballyhoe Farm in Middletown, Maryland. Coming up this year on June 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is Breakfast on the Farm. It is at Ballyhoe Farm in Middletown, Maryland. Anybody in the public can come out, and it's a way that they can have breakfast and learn more about farming in our area. It is so important for the consumer to be able to know where their food comes from, how it is produced. There's so many misunderstandings that people just don't know how we produce the food. If there were not farmers, there would be no food.
Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause on WFMD is brought to you by Tranquility at Fredericktown, supported by the Patty Pilatus Fund, Premier Dental Arts, and Mattress Warehouse. Sleep happens.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. The 2019 Carolina League All-Star Classic, presented by Visit Frederick, is right around the corner, and the Frederick Keys will host this year's game at Nimeo Field. Taking place on Tuesday, June 18th, gates open at 3, while batting practice and autograph sessions run from 3 to 4:40. There'll be a skills challenge from 5 to 6. The game starts at 7:15. In-game performances by Expogo and Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act are scheduled. Fans can bid on batting practice and game jerseys, as well as other autographed items via the Live Source app, and fireworks follow the game, presented by Visit Frederick. For tickets, call the Keys at 301-815-993. Or visit FrederickKeys.com.
The voice of the people.
Free Talk, 930 WFMD, now on the WFMD app.
Who all have Google cars, how we used to drive, they're going to think we were the craziest generation of maniacs to ever live. They're going to be like, Grandpa, you mean the car didn't park for you? How'd you do it?
Oh, I just kind of eyeball it. Just give a quick glance and go, that seemed correct, and then just wing the big machine in there.
What? Grandpa, did you hit stuff?
Oh, yeah, good God, I was always hitting stuff. Come on. A lot of times I didn't look back to see what it was, because, you know, I can't live with that.
What? Grandpa, did people die? Oh, it was the number one way to die for years.
Dominic Dirkus there and Google car. And it does have an analogy of what it's going to be like when we try to explain that from years from now. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. 10 to 11 is right here on Free Talk 930, WFMD's You Ought to Know. Let's go to the phones. We've got Butch on the line. Good morning to you, Butch.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
If I was any better, I could be twins.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, I called you a couple weeks back about my Honda Pilot.
Okay.
And I just want to let people know that when I checked the lid, my hood, for a bad switch,
right,
I discovered I had a bad switch.
There you go.
Now, that's a normally open switch, so when you close the lid, it makes contact, which means all I had to do was unplug the switch, and that solved the problem. So
good. You had the one with the alarm going off. The alarm going off at 3 o'clock in the morning, being a real nice favor to the neighbors.
Oh yeah, my neighbors really loved it.
You know, it's really nice after that happens a couple nights in a row. They're more than happy to talk to you the next morning.
Oh yeah, they really are. I mean, and they're not smiling when they're doing it either. So I just want to call and let you know that was the fix.
Well, great.
And all you have to do is just unplug the switch, and you're back in business. If that's the one that's the problem. So
good to go. Well,
I want to thank you.
Well, no problem, Butch. Thanks very much for the call. I'm glad things worked out well for you and your neighbors.
Okay. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye bye. Good call from Butch. We appreciate that. And we have Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dave. Jose actually had to step out. He had a customer, so he had to go to work. So I'll be taking over for him here for a little bit.
Let me tell you something. That kind of stuff has got to stop. That go-to-work stuff, we're crying out loud, it's way overrated.
I know. But I know that's what keeps the lights on, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I know you can handle it, Todd. Todd is the head mechanic at Dynamic Automotive, their Liberty Town location, and extremely, I'm using the word modestly, but extremely knowledgeable about the automobile repair industry as it is now, not only for your regular automobiles that we know and love, but you're getting really familiar with the electric cars and the hybrid cars and everything else that's out there.
Absolutely. We stay on top of all the different stuff that's coming out, and it's mind-blowing when you see the new models come out and the new features and the new options and the new safety features that come out in these cars. It's really neat to watch.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Dynamic Automotive probably has more training for their technicians of any other independent shop in the Frederick area. I know it's close if it's not more than everybody else.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we're constantly retraining our technicians on new technologies that come out, and you got to stay on top of these things.
Absolutely,
customers come in with a problem, we need to be able to, for one, be familiar enough with the system to know what they're talking about, and two, to repair their problem.
Right,
so it's never ending.
Exactly. So, what are you working on interesting this week?
Well, actually, yesterday was a neat event. Jose's done this for a couple of years now. I joined him yesterday, and we went to the local middle school, and we sat in with a bunch of eighth graders that are getting ready to transition into high school.
Right.
And they had a day called Career Day, and there was many different people there and different paths of careers, and we represented the automotive industry, and It was very neat seeing these young minds, and there was quite a few children that was very interested in getting into this industry, and we talked to them for about a half an hour each. We had six different groups, and we talked to them about how we got into the business and how to get that foot in the door.
Right.
And with Jose being involved with the Trades Foundation with the local Career and Technology Center, We really pushed that, and maybe they weren't interested in necessarily the automotive field, but they do have 27, 28 different courses that are offered over there, anywhere from nursing and law enforcement to culinary arts, you know, all the way into automotive. So, you know, we were really pushing that program heavy as well yesterday. So it was nice seeing the young kids there.
I think they would be surprised to know what some of the salaries are or potential earning potential for technicians, and that, you know, years ago, and we're talking 30 or 40 years ago, anybody that was in our business, the auto repair business, and it was a technician, they weren't even called technicians. They were called mechanics, okay, or grease monkeys or whatever they were called, horrible stuff. But the reason for that is because, generally speaking, all they did was turn a wrench. There was not a lot of diagnostic that would involve, you know, major, you know, information. Nowadays, computer literate is necessary. And it is a very complicated system, but if you know what you're doing, you can make your way through the diagnostic scans without a problem.
Absolutely. And this industry has changed so much from getting your hands dirty to actually working with your mind more and more. You know, the cars are now big computers on wheels, and if you don't understand the computer side of things, you're really going to struggle repairing cars in today's market.
Absolutely. I mean, you really have to be knowledgeable in all facets of the business. So,
well,
let's talk about the four locations that Dynamic Automotive has, okay? First of all,
okay, absolutely.
You've got the Liberty Town location where you're at. That's on Main Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've been there how many years?
Jose and
now?
Go ahead.
You've been there how many years now in Liberty Town?
So I have been here myself for almost 12 years, and the location has been here since 2002.
Very good. So you're almost a full-timer there.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. All right. And then they have, of course, the New Market location, which was the original location on Old National Pike. And what's great about that is a new building is being started right across the street, diagonally across the street from the old location, which was a 2-bay shop. And you're going to have yourself an 8-bay shop there.
Yeah, so they are going to quadruple in size overnight. And, well, we wish it was overnight. We're ready for the new building now, but they are in the permitting process, and we have broken ground on that project, and really, really looking forward to see that one completed.
Okay, and then you got the Hotsy-Totsy guys over in Urbana. They've got to be hard to live with. I mean, 9 bays, 4 bays of quick lube, and a 60-foot car wash, they've got to be difficult to live with. Every time you talk to them, they've got to be hottie snotty. I know they do.
Absolutely. But, you know, it is nice. It's our flagship location. It's the one-stop shop, everything under one roof. So it is nice.
All right. Then you have the Frederick location on Bite Court, which involves Big Bobby Allen. And he's a great guy, I tell you. And he does a great job down there. They've got a good fleet business going on there. Plus, also, he's working on the Jeeps, too.
Absolutely. Bobby is trying to get the Jeeps launched and off the ground. It's a lot of different work. It's kind of a different type of business than we're used to. With getting all the different manufacturers and vendors set up to do that right. And I think he's got just about everything set up, and we're getting ready to roll that out here and very soon.
Very good. So if you have a Jeep Wrangler, especially a Jeep Wrangler, but they also work on the Grand Cherokees and Cherokees too, but the Jeep Wranglers are the ones that get modified the most. If you need a modification, contact the Frederick store at 301-662-3300. Your number is 301-694-6250. Urbana, 301-874-8833. And the New Market location, 301-694-5460. The website is dynamicautomotive.net. And by the way, always we say, if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show name You Ought to Know, they're going to give you 10% off at any one of the four locations, parts and labor, for the service you need, no matter what it is, oil change or all the way up to an engine replacement. They'll give you 10% off parts and labor just by mentioning my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know.
Absolutely, that's correct, Dave. We love seeing the guys come in there with their coupons, and love hearing your name drop. So hopefully we can get some people in here, then we'll be more than happy to give that discount.
Well, Todd, tell Jose we said hi, and thank you very much for joining us here on the show today from Dynamic Automotive, Todd. Thanks.
Thank you much, Dave. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.
This is Dave Serio. You're on the air. You've got about a minute, sir. How can I help you?
Dave, Robert Black, Catoctin Mountain Orchard.
Hey, Robert.
As always.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. What you got going on up the orchard?
Oh, the orchard right now, we just picked some fresh apricots. We got apricots this year, so that's one good thing. We've still got a few strawberries left. Sweet cherries and black raspberries will be coming soon. But I want to let you know that the Thurmont Ambulance Company has their carnival south of Thurmont, just off Route 550. We were there last night with the Rock and Roll Relics, and they have the Borderline Band there tonight. Great fun for the kids, great food. Food's excellent, and lots of seating. You can bring your seats. There was a pretty good crowd there last night, but the weather was good. The weather looks good, I think, for tonight, so
yep.
Come out and support those folks, and it'll be great. But
yep. Well,
we also got, don't forget, we got our pies and donuts day for those people who have those cravings.
My waistline hasn't forgot it. Come on, Robert. It's all good stuff, all natural, all ready to go, and I highly recommend it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, Dave, great show. Oh, and real quick,
yep.
Do you know the new driver's license thing that's going on with especially the married ladies? My goodness, some that's in their 50s have to prove that they're a citizen of the United States or something. When did this law come effect, and is it just Maryland, or is this over the country?
I will have to check. I'm not sure. I'm not in Maryland now, so I kind of lose track sometimes of some of the new laws going in there, but I will check for you and let you know, okay?
That'd be great to hear it on the next show next week. That'd be great, Dave. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Robert. Thank you so much, buddy. New laws going in there, but I will check for you and let you know, okay?
That'd be great to hear it on the next show next week. That'd be great, Dave. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Robert. Thank you so much, buddy.
Bye.
That's Catoctin Orchards. I'm Dave Serio. Have a blessed day, and thanks for listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Bye-bye.